Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello. 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 Bit out of practice on this, innit? I'm not. I'm just playing around with you. I just wanted to do a quick announcement. So I'm still on hiatus. I am still taking a bit of time for myself to sort of relax, is not the way to put it. I'm writing my show called Sex, Drugs and Other Things I Never Do for the Edinburgh Festival, which is on at Sweet Venues in the Grass Market at 6 p.m. every day, except Wednesdays when I get rudely awoken by the dustman. Yeah, that's right. I'm rolling over that joke to 2 years. In short, this is just a very quick update that I want to keep to less than 5 minutes to just tell you that I'm still on hiatus. It's an update to tell you I'm still on hiatus, which is a stupid thing to say. But the reason for that is because I've needed time to write my show. I've needed time for myself to look after myself. But also, I've needed time to reevaluate the podcast, have a hard reset on the show, and sort of work out where I want to go with it. That's kind of why. So I've had about a dozen or so people in the last month, which is great, by the way, say to me, oh, I've noticed there's not been a new episode in a while at like gigs and things, which is great. Like that is just, I mean, it's kind of frustrating because I did say that I'm taking some time off, but it is great that you've noticed because it means that you listen religiously, maybe not the right word, but you listen regularly enough that it would resonate with you that I'm not making them at the moment. So the way I've looked at it is episodes 0 to 101 are series 1, right? 1 to 101 even are series 1. And what a series, right? That's a long, that's like an American TV series, isn't it? So that's done and dusted. And so for series 2, my aim is to do 24 episodes over the space of 12 months when it comes back. I'm torn as to whether to bring it back before Edinburgh or after Edinburgh. Because at the time of uploading this, it's mid-May, and that means I've got two and a half months before Edinburgh to finish the show, which is plenty of time if I am focusing just on the show. But I also do the Time Capsule podcast, which if you haven't heard, go and give that a listen. Bloody, I'm really proud of that. Like, I've had a few people say that it's like the least self-indulgent podcast I've ever heard, partly because I'm not on it. I just make it, which is fun. It's where I get guests to ask themselves questions from the past. And then I have the mental health podcast that I started a year and a half ago called Laughter is the Best Placebo is coming back. That's kind of a weird way of putting it. I did 6 episodes and I only put out 2 because the amount of space that I could have on SoundCloud for free was 2. And I was low on money at the time because I was doing Edinburgh and I had Time Capsule and I had the RC Industry and I had BBC interest in the Time Capsule. I just didn't have money or time to make that one. But I now have Acast on board for that podcast. And so I have space to put up those episodes as a series to test it and see what you guys think. So if you give that a Google and see what you think about that, that'd be great. That's other content that I've been working on and something that you might be interested in. It's where I get a comedian on and discuss one facet of their mental health specifically. And I'm really proud of it as an idea and as a project. And I intercut the interview with jokes from live shows of theirs that relate to the subjects we're talking about. So like with Robin Ince, we did a load of stuff about imposter syndrome and I cut a load of jokes about his lack of confidence in certain areas to try and sort of accentuate the point of laughter being a placebo. And you get the point. I'm not going to patronise you, but the idea of it is quite fun, and I'm really proud of it. And the six guests that I've got on are really, really open about their mental health, which is always fun. Also, another thing RC Industry related is I have the second Patreon exclusive podcast has gone live. So it's not that like I'm not making them, it's just they are Patreon exclusive at the moment because I'm trying to build up the Patreons in order to fund series two. So if you want the show back and you're listening to this and going, oh, I haven't heard an interview with Simon I haven't heard Simon interview anyone in a while, please become a patron or do a one-off donation and you will get 5 hours worth of interviews that I did about a month ago with industry experts to do with the Edinburgh Festival, as well as any, you know, future ones. I'm trying to sort out a way of making sure that there's a mailing list for all the future ones and stuff. So it's from £1 or $1 if you're doing a Patreon thing. Dirt cheap. Like, it's just the power of crowdfunding. So if you can afford it and you can help, please do. At the moment, you're going to get one every 2 weeks, which is the max I'll do anyway, because like I've just said, I've got a lot on. I don't have enough time to do any more than that. So don't worry too much about me, like, sort of flooding your bank account with podcasts. And it's really easy. Like, I've become patron of some other people right now. And to set it up, I was, like, surprised at how easy it was. And also to set a limit, it's really easy. You just go, well, I'm going to donate donate $5 per episode at a maximum of 10 per month, and just fill it out like that, and then it doesn't go over, which is great. So hopefully some of you do that, and if you don't, please join the Facebook group. It's called RC Industry Podcast, and it's on Facebook, obviously. It is literally the best place to find out about the guests from series 2, of which I have announced 4, right? And so that's quite a chunk of the series when you think about 4 of 24. I can't do maths, but that's a lot of numbers. I have the first 8, like, written in my calendar to do. And I kind of want to do those and then start is my plan. But I'll sort of, you'll see, basically. If you want updates and you want to know why I'm not making them and who I'm going to be making them with and releasing them, join the Facebook group. If you're not on Facebook, I'm sorry. Although it is public posts, so you could just go on and find it, and then you'll see what's going on. Anyway, it's up to you what you do with your life. I don't mind. I don't blame you if you're not on Facebook. I want to be off it as well. I saw a really good tweet the other day that said, I just want to be famous enough that I just want to be famous enough that I don't have to be on social media. And I liked the shit out of that. That is a fucking great tweet. Anyway, sorry, now I'm off topic. That's the other thing I might be doing. And I would be really interested to know your thoughts on this. I have a plan for I might just do it and not tell anyone I've done it and just do it for myself. But I have plans for a podcast. There's 2 that I'm working on. What, Simon? More? Why are you doing that? Anyway, I'm working on 2 podcasts. One is to do with conspiracy theories and unsolved murders and things like that. And I'm really excited about that because it's got some real level of production value in it, and I've got a musician friend who might be interested in doing the backing tracks and sort of the sound effects and all that sort of stuff. So it'll be like a proper storytelling podcast with sort of discussing the validity of the story. And I'm also working on a much more low-tech version of a podcast where I do this. So I sit down and I talk about what I've done in the last 2 weeks or a month, depending on how often I can do it, and intercut it with gigs that I've done. So I talk about how a gig went and then play you how that recording went and that interruption or that heckle or that joke and talk you through with it, but also talk about things that are on my mind and ideas for jokes I've got, because I find talking out ideas a lot more productive than sitting down and writing them these days. So, I might just do it, like I said, I might just do it for me, but if it's the sort of thing that you would be interested in, let me know. Probably the best place to do that is on email, simon.m.kane@gmail.com, or on Facebook. You can find me, you just type Simon Kanan and send me a DM, that'd be cool. Or on the RC Industry group, that's the main place I hang out, there in the Time Capsule group. So, let me know what you think. This has gone on longer than the 5 minutes I anticipated, so I will shut up. But, another advantage of this is that I get to test out a new memory card that I just bought, I'm a bit of a nerd. I was really excited about getting a brand new memory card to record podcasts on. So, spoiler, if this doesn't exist, the memory card didn't work. If it does exist, my memory card is fine. Yeah, that was 20 minutes of me talking. I'm going to cut that down. That won't be 20. Like, I'll leave this in so you're aware that editing has occurred. But it was that was a lot of talking to myself. Thank you very much for your ongoing support. Please do continue to tell people about the show. Please do continue to download the episodes. And please do continue to donate if you can. I am really looking forward to Series 2, and I hope you are as well. Thank you very much for listening. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.